let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. We appreciate Adam Spillane for a riveting conversation that went well into the
Who
break.
Won the fight?
I did.
No, you didn't. Stop that. That did not happen. And around the
I saw somebody bleeding.
My bad. That was me. That was it. Was all the arguing.
He's still laying out there. Go ask him.
All right. Okay. Around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's QUICKASYST. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, so you just played against the Cowboys. You got a victory at AT&T Stadium, and there were shenanigans that were happening, mm-hmm. including the stadium clearly not wanting to be a part of it at all and trying to shake to its core. Well, the city of Arlington, who actually, you know, is the purveyor of AT&T Stadium there, they went in, they did a, you know, a review after, you know, they had the sheet metal mm-hmm. kind of falling off of the stadium. They said that it is AT&T Stadium is safe. So it is
Is it?
That's what they say. We will hope that it doesn't continue to fall on people. But apparently the sheet metal that fell was a part of a covering. It was a lid to like a cable tray, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing. That is what it is. But like of some sort there, which I imagine has to do with like the movement of the roof as they hadn't had it open for a game in like 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, crews determined that there weren't any structural issues. So there you go. Congratulations, AT&T Stadium. Your stadium is not falling apart.
I saw that in a tweet. I didn't get the details until I clicked on it, but it said no structural issues with AT&T Stadium. Sure looked like structural issues when stuff is falling off the top. That seems like it's a little structural. It's a little bit of an issue.
No, it was a flesh wound of sorts, right?
Yes,
it was just a lid. Just the lid fell off.
Yeah.
Now what falls off next, we'll see.
Yeah.
But what's also fallen off apparently is Monday Night Football Week 14. Now, of course, this is the bye week for the Texans. Week 14 would be. And on that week, You might have time on your Monday. You might be able to schedule some other
You got to watch Monday night, right?
I don't know if you do. As, you know, the Monday night has been open to the opportunity of, like, flexing or whatever.
Yeah.
Except it's not going to happen on Monday Night Football on Week 14. Bengals, Cowboys, and that's going to be a mess because the Bengals, even though they are playing better football, they haven't been able to turn that better football into wins. So by that time, they're probably going to be out of playoff contention. The Cowboys are damn sure out of playoff contention, but they will play on Monday Night Football. Why? Because of Homer, Marge, Bart, Maggie, Lisa, the Simpsons broadcast that they had, because they already have all of, you know, those things in play for that special.
They can't switch that up.
Alternate broadcast. They can't switch
they
it
can't
up.
They can't flex that.
So Monday Night Football.
Because they do all the graphics and all the everything with the Simpsons in advance.
It's the original primetime game, right?
Yes.
It is the one with the most prestige, and it's going to be desecrated by Cowboys Bengals.
Saw the headline, and I immediately went, "Doh!" Come on. Come on. They teed it up for me. Can't have a Monday night game because of the Simpsons.
That's right. And your response again was?
No!
Thank you. Very good. Text in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. Good or bad joke by Lopez? That's all I need. Just good joke, bad joke. Some more NFL news. The 25 modern era player semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame have been announced. So we're narrowing it down to see who will go in for the 2025 Hall of Fame. Names like Jared Allen, Anquan Boldin, Antonio Gates, James Harrison, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, Eli Manning, Terrell Suggs, Fred Taylor, Adam Vinatieri, Hines Ward, Reggie Wayne. Is there any, and there's obviously more because there's 25.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any of these names that you're looking at here that you feel like, okay, absolutely has to go in?
Outside of Eli Manning.
He will go in, but I use the word has to.
Speaking of overrated, I forgot to bring him up.
Yeah.
That brother overrated.
I'm with Reggie on this.
He might be on the Mount Rushmore overrated.
I'm with Reggie on this. He's going to get in.
With that dumb face.
He's going to get in, but yeah, no, I don't think it.
Man.
To me, I think Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas.
You think he getting in?
Has to get in.
Is his brother also going with him?
No, I don't know. Earl Thomas, Adam Vinatieri. Has to get in.
Yeah,
I think I agree with that.
Antonio Gates?
Yeah.
100%.
Love Antonio. Did you know that he played basketball?
Kent State. I watched the man.
That's one of my favorite things about just like
former basketball player.
Just like
has those ball skills, the leaping ability.
The player, you know, that one player, no matter what it does, like Ryan Fitzpatrick is one of those that has that one note that every broadcaster is always going to bring up. You know, he went to Harvard, right?
Yeah. I love when this happens, and I imagine like some right tackle, like whomever. You know, we played basketball in high school. I always picture that right tackle being like the ninth man on the junior varsity, you know, and just joining basketball. So in the future, when he becomes an NFL player, people can say he played basketball. Okay, yeah. It was one of those things. Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, Reggie Wayne feels like he needs to go in.
Yeah.
One of the ones that I would put in just for my own personal enjoyment, Ricky Waters, if for no other reason than he gave me a quote that I use in my life very frequently, which is for who? For what? Because sometimes you just have to stop and you think, why am I doing this? Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Of course, that happened in a moment where he probably should have gotten on a football and he probably said it to the wrong fan base at that time, but it's iconic. But yeah, I think that you're right that, you know, Reggie Wayne has to go in. Vinatieri obviously is one of, if not the best kickers of all time. This is a solid class.
It is.
Especially, I mean, Marshall Yonder probably goes in as one of those guys who was an all-decade team guy.
I forgot about him. Yes. Yes, absolutely, Yonda.
So I think we're going to be looking at, even with the cut down of this, when they probably cut this down to the finalists, again, this is the 25 semifinalists for the 2025 class, there's going to be some guys that get left out that we're like, yo, that's tough. Even though I don't know that there are separate wing Hall of Fame guys, because, you know, there's some of the guys that are going to the Hall of Fame, and then some guys that are like, okay, they almost need a separate wing because they're other level. I don't know that you have the other level guys in there, but you've got some really solid Hall of Fame players on this one.
I feel like Rodney Harrison is going to get the Bill Cowher treatment. And because he's on TV a lot and he's been in front of the people a lot, he gets more points. Not that
we know who you are.
Yeah.
We saw you play and we have not forgotten.
I mean, Bill Cowher, you know, probably eventually deserved, I guess, you know, deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. But he got the Cowher treatment.
Overrated.
Yes, he got the Cowher treatment because he's on TV all the time.
Overrated.
I don't disagree, but he probably would have gotten in, you know. But well, he was rushed in because he's out. I think Rodney Harrison's in that same boat.
Some other things around the NFL. Obviously, there's a whole bunch. I'm not going to read all 25 names, but the semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But we continue around the NFL, and Diana Russini, along with Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic, put out a very interesting piece about the downfall of the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Joe Douglas, the general manager who was just fired recently, was that yesterday, by the Jets, and really, you know, highlighting the dysfunction that was. So he was fired on Tuesday, which was yesterday. I forgot what day it was for a second. 6 weeks after the team fired Robert Saleh, and in detailing kind of what was happening here, we find out just how much Woody Johnson, the owner of that team, has meddled in this, and they've kind of positioned this as why Joe Douglas was never going to be successful in that team. Obviously, he's had some really good draft picks. He didn't get the quarterback right at any point, because obviously you had Zach Wilson, and then they go out and get Aaron Rodgers. But one of the details that came up is after the Denver Broncos lost, or after they lost to the Denver Broncos, the Jets did on September 29th, which I think was like
they were week 2-2
or week 4 or something.
I think they were 2-2.
They were 2-2, and they had a big meeting that included Woody Johnson, the owner, Joe Douglas, the general manager, vice chairman rather, Christopher Johnson, team president, advisors, and then a group of coaches, including the head coach Robert Saleh, Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator, El Olbrich, who's the defense coordinator at that point, Brian Boyer, the special teams coordinator. So a nice group of people, and they're really just doing a come to Jesus moment, like, hey, what do we need to do, or what have you. And one of the things that gets brought up is Woody Johnson basically puts up the idea of, should you bench Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, who this would
for
be
for Tyrod Taylor.
For Tyrod Taylor, Tyrod Taylor, a little bit of an underrated quarterback in this league.
He's okay.
A little bit of an underrated quarterback in this league. But
former Texan.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good guy. Yeah. But Aaron Rodgers, a dude who you brought in for MVP quality play. You hadn't gotten the first year out of him as he only played all of 4 snaps. And 4 games into the second season, the owner is coming down and talking about possibly benching him. Now, Douglas had to go and be like, hey,
joking.
They thought he was joking. Yeah. They got to a point where they, you know, talked him off the ledge, Woody Johnson off the ledge, saying that, hey, man, that would cause dissent in the locker room and those types of things. And Woody Johnson apparently also, as much as we wanted to put on Aaron Rodgers, unilaterally decided to fire Robert Saleh when he did. Mm-hmm. And so this Jets organization, I think, is a points one to the fact that poor ownership is always going to corrupt no matter how good of the job that you do around them. Saleh has been doing a good job. A lot of people would point to Joe Douglas had some really good drafts. Although, again, I mentioned quarterback, he hadn't really gotten right. And here they are, incompetent again. Also, I would like to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do the Texans get that loss against the Jets if they listen to Woody Johnson and bench Aaron Rodgers?
Probably not. Probably not. I mean, who knows? The Texans were making their own bet in that one as well. This always goes back to the same thing that I've always believed. There's at least 25 to 40% of NFL owners. Just like in any walk of life, 25 to 40% of bosses that are just in over their head.
Oh yeah,
they're just—it's like any other industry.
I've often said that
25, maybe 40, yeah, maybe pushing 40.
I've often said that, like, with all of the management positions that exist in our society, mm-hmm, there's no way that we have enough people that are qualified to be managers, right?
Right. I mean, our listeners, I think about your work history. I'll bet you could come up with close to 40% of your bosses or that were just in over their head, incompetent.
Yeah. And some of them that probably just got that position and be like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, yeah, but I'm gonna make it work.
Well, the same thing happens, maybe even more so with ownership, because a lot of them it's handed down. It's just rich guys with a toy and don't know anything about the industry. There's probably pushing 40% of NFL owners that are just incompetent.
Yeah, and especially ownership, because ownership is one of those things that travels by family.
Like, that's it, handed down, right? You know, that kind of thing.
And how fortunate are we that Cal has really stabilized what you're doing here?
Because, and it was handed down here, so he's learned.
And I think second generation money, a lot of times messes it up, man.
Yeah, I think about that a lot too, because a lot of times with these owners, they have like huge egos, mm-hmm, and they feel like they just invented football and they know what they're doing. Yeah. Yeah. They be in them draft rooms saying, no, I want this, you know, I want
and
this.
And what are you supposed to do? That's your boss.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, no,
do
I really
best.
I really appreciate the Menares for, you know, let Nick Caserio do his thing. And they kind of stay up. I'm sure they give some feedback and all that stuff. Yeah. But for the most part, I feel like they let them do their thing and not try to meddle and, hey, draft this person, sign this person and all that stuff. Let them do their job.
Oh, let us know, because we just got a text on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. I was 19 and a store manager, and I was way over my head. Now I just want to hear about your manager. Text us in. 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. That is Around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, where are we with this Texans offensive line? I asked that to get a feel, but then also let's do an accounting of what this offensive line looks like, especially a couple of weeks after the reformatting of what the five look like. We'll talk about that.